views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and I'm on a mission to help shift the planet to a more peaceful and loving way of being by awakening women, moms especially, to the full potential of the life that they've come here to live. Today, I have Dr. Diane Ansari Nguyen here with me. And Diane is a mom, she's a doctor, an anesthesiologist, a physician development coach, a speaker, workshop leader, and creator and host of the Doctor's Life podcast. Now, when I met Diane, I was quite taken by the idea of someone specializing in physician wellness because, I mean, after all, how healthy they are definitely influences how present they are for us. Through discussion with her, I learned that Diane had founded the Physician Vitality Institute to help doctors heal the world by changing the healthcare system so that all physicians live with health, energy, alignment, love, joy, and fulfillment. Now, I think that's a pretty awesome niche, and I could immediately see some parallels with us because even though we aren't all doctors, so many moms are stretched in so many directions so much of the time, and they often carry around so much weight because they care about the health of others. As a result, today, Dr. Ansari Nguyen is here to discuss the life-changing concept of energy management and share the five paths for energy renewal that she teaches her physician clients. Diane, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Well, thank you, Debbie. It's really a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for the warm introduction.
Oh, no problem. You know, I remember when I met you and afterwards, I decided, oh, I just have to see if she'd consider being a guest on my show. And so we had that initial conversation, and I was so pleasantly surprised by how passionate you are about helping all people to make that strong connection with their own vibrancy, whether they're a doctor, a busy mom, or anything in between. So why don't we start there? I mean, you are a doctor and a mom. Plus, I remember you shared a story with me that involves you losing touch with your own sense of vibrancy. And I feel like all three of them kind of tie in together. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'd love to. And I'm so glad to be able to share with the other moms out there that are looking for vibrancy and power, and your broadcast is amazing in providing much needed advice and service to the population. So I'm so glad to be here. So as you said, I'm a mom. I have a 19-year-old son and who's a freshman in college or in university. Mm-hmm. And I have a 16-year-old daughter that's a junior in high school. I'm married to another physician that I met when I was attending medical school. And I have a coaching practice as well as full-time work as a medical director in the medical industry. So I keep quite busy. That all started about 5 years ago. I was practicing as an anesthesiologist, and between the rigors of the work that I was doing and a combination of sleep deprivation, which I'm sure moms can appreciate, I was working at least one night a week, sometimes two and occasional 24-hour shifts, as well as trying to take care of my busy household. I just found that I had lost or never really developed, I guess, the part that was really important, and that was the part about taking care of myself and including that in part as part of my to-do list. Along with other things, I found that the toll that my work was taking on me, in addition to trying to keep all my other plates spinning, was just too much, and I decided to leave medical practice at that point. So that was huge for me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm exhausted just listening to you say all the things that you now, never mind then. But, oh my gosh. And so you also shared with me a story, just really in talking about that it's so important that doctors are being supported on their own health journey. And I think this ties in with what you were just saying, because it's not just about looking after them physically, but in every way, emotionally, spiritually, all that kinds of stuff. So maybe you could share a little bit about that as well. Or if you want me to translate that, it's how did you get into coaching doctors?
Well, I got into coaching doctors because I saw that need for myself. I think a lot of us that help others are driven and motivated and inspired by going through our own personal journeys. And as I was going through the stresses of work and trying to reach out to folks, I found that I had friends, but that were in the medical field. But in terms of actual professionals, peer coaches to reach out to, they were few and far between. And I really saw a need for doctors to be able to reach out to someone that's trained in helping them, like a coach, not necessarily a therapist, but someone that understands where they are, where they've been and where they'd like to go, and a neutral party, someone that they may or may not, that they may not know, ahead of time, so that they can talk with them and really get back on track. So I was inspired to do physician coaching in part because I had met, I looked and searched and I found a physician coach that helped me quite a bit on my journey forward. And I was inspired by that as well.
You know, kudos to you for recognizing that, hey, I think I need to find somebody who can help me a bit with this, because that is such a common story. And I know you and I discussed this before, but this is true not just for doctors. There's so many people that are just so busy trying to balance that work life and home life and, you know, all the many, many things that we do, maybe look after their parents and so on and so forth. And it's so hard to actually put yourself first and to say, you know what, I could use some support. So thank you for offering that, for putting that out there for physicians, because as I said in my intro, I just think that it's so important someone look after them too, or they have to look after themselves, but, you know, for that offer to be there. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now,
well, I would say the same thing for you too, Debbie, that, you know, I think if you look at all of the hats that I wear, first and foremost, I'm a mom. I mean, you know, in some ways I gave up my profession in part because of the other, the feeling that I had that I wanted to have balance in my life. And, I'm not saying that that's the path for, everybody, but, I think it's really important for us as moms to look at everything that we'd like to have in our lives, our taking care of ourselves, taking care of our children and our partners, if we have one, looking at it all and feeling what is of those things, how can I balance, how can I integrate? But really taking a good look at everything and making the priorities where you want them to be. And I think sometimes we don't necessarily give ourselves permission to do that, but I have found that that's the most freeing thing is to, mm-hmm. as you said, to be able to put ourselves first, because we are at the center, like not of our own world, but our you know, as moms, we're the center of our kids' world too.
We are.
To really be able to put ourselves first in the sense that we are taking care of ourselves so that we have the capacity that we desire, so that we can be our best self, so that we can be our best selves for in our careers and for our children as well.
Yes, and that is such a key piece there, because in order to really put our best foot forwards, we have to become really good at recognizing where the teeter-totter is, right? It's not meant mm-hmm. to just stay level. We're not going to be balanced all the time. So that prioritizing, like you were saying, is so mm-hmm. important. So we can say, all right, I know right now my mother needs me. So I'm going to be there for her and for my kids and for work and all of this. But I still have to find that time to look after myself. And or maybe I can take a break. Okay, I need to take a week and have someone else look after mom or whatever, but finding exactly. that balance. Yeah. Love it. Love it. So let's talk about that piece of maintaining your sense of self. How does one go about doing this?
Well, what I like to teach my docs is first the idea, like we were saying, give yourself permission to be able to do that. Because as doctors, we learn struggle and sacrifice is the way to go. I would say that a lot of moms, a lot of women adopt that sensibility. And we have to just throw it out and start over. And so what I teach my docs is first put yourself first, give yourself permission to be able to do that. And then I like to teach my docs the concept of energy renewal, which is the process of rejuvenating yourself in mind, body, and spirit. And the reason why that's important is because if you think about it, we were just talking about energy renewal, that the idea is that you're very mindful of the things that rejuvenate you and things that deplete you. So as you were saying, like if you know that you're going to be taking care of your mom for a while, then you might need a break afterwards. And it's very natural to need to do that and to want to do that, because humans are designed to move rhythmically between spending and renewing energy. For example, sleep-wake cycles, or if you're working hard, then you need a break. I mean, we need to recognize these cycles and honor them. And then we can get more done in less time and at a higher level of quality in a more sustainable way. It increases Absolutely. Our capacity to connect, to concentrate and think, to feel so we're on purpose, and it increases our physical energy and our joy.
Mm. Yes, absolutely it does. And just going back for one second to what you had mm-hmm. just mentioned about, you know, you're looking after mom. Sometimes that might mean turning around and asking your husband to do something that you've always been the one to do with the kids and you quite like doing with the kids. But maybe for now, this is where you need them to help. Or maybe it's your neighbor, or maybe, you know, it's somebody else, but finding those supports for you. So I love all of that, because it really is all about self-awareness, right? Tuning into yeah. what strengthens you. Love it. Love it. So yeah. What you just shared with us, is that the energy management idea, or is that getting into your five steps for energy renewal?
Yeah. So what I was just describing is kind of setting the stage for what is energy renewal and why is it important?
Okay.
And as you mentioned, human beings require five sources of energy to operate at their best. So we need energy from our social interactions. We need energy from our bodies, so physical. We require an emotional source of energy, mental sources of energy, and spiritual. And so in order to make it a little bit easier to make sense, to use it, mm-hmm. I talk about five paths to energy renewal with my clients. And when I just did a workshop, it was in Tucson. We're talking in February. I know I'm in Chicago, you're in Winnipeg, so I know it's cool. So I was just in Tucson last weekend giving a workshop on this.
Nice.
And these five paths to energy renewal. And the easier way to think about it, as opposed to like mental, social, spiritual, emotional, physical, is I think of more of like connection to others is one path. So that social connections with friends, colleagues, and family.
Mm-hmm.
Calming techniques, so things that create calm and relaxation, like listening to music or setting intentions or diaphragmatic breathing. Inspiration, which are things that uplift and nourish our spirit, like a walk outdoors, for example, or meditation or a gratitude practice. The last two are caring for our bodies, so optimizing our body's health and function, so making sure that we get adequate sleep, eating healthy meals and snacks, scheduling brief and regular breaks during the day, which is huge for us moms. Like we just go until we're just exhausted, and those little breaks can make a big difference, and regular exercise. And then last but not least is emotional fitness. So that's diffusing our negative emotions and cultivating positivity, being aware of our emotional state, releasing negative thoughts, and cultivating positive thoughts. So in the broad landscape, those are the five paths to energy renewal and some ideas of how to implement them.
Nice. You know, they're all such critical pieces. So I love that you touch on them all. And I think that for women, especially, connection to others is huge. I mean, it's true for all humans, but we actually are strengthened by our connections with girlfriends or other women in our lives. So I just think that is such a big piece. And yet, what's one of the first things to go when you just don't have the time, right? Maybe you don't find the time to call your girlfriend, or you canceled. I can't go. I'm too busy. I've got too much going on. And that's exactly when you need to do it. So I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit more of an example. The one that I'm sort of being pulled towards is the diffusing negative energy, or, you know, the positive one. Could you share an example of that?
Sure. I like to call it emotional fitness. And like you're saying, it's the idea of diffusing negative emotions and cultivating positivity. So the first thing to do is to be aware of your emotional state. If you can be aware of how you're feeling, that actually will take you a long way, because it brings us back into the present moment. And what I find is that being a mom myself, I used to do this all the time myself, is you kind of wake up stressed, and then you add a little more stress, and then you add a little more stress, and you add a little more stress.
Yes.
And it's kind of like the frog in the pot, you know, like that old story where you have the frog and you put them in the boiling hot water, then they'll jump right out. But if you put them in this is kind of a gross story, but if you put them in the cold water and then you turn up, you know, you turn up the heat, then they don't notice it, you know. So
yes.
The main thing is the first thing to do is notice how you're feeling, and honor how you're feeling. Again, you know, putting yourself first. And then the easiest way to release a negative thought, once you're, I spend like an, I can, you know, spend hours helping people with this, but just to briefly sum it up, the easiest way to release a negative thought, once you realize that you have one is to honor it. And then two is to notice where you're feeling that in your body. So like say you're stressed. I tend to feel that in my chest. And I notice, oh, I'm feeling stress in my chest. So just noticing that can actually help you to release that. And then another step is to, there's two more steps. One is to breathe into wherever you're feeling it. So like if, for example, I tend to feel stress in my chest. So I just take a couple of, it's like 1 minute and take a few breaths and like envision myself like breathing in and out of my chest. Or say you feel it in your shoulders. It's another place I feel it where like I notice by the end of the day, my shoulders are up near my ears. So just kind of let them relax and breathe into, you know, that body part. So envision that. And then another way is to, another piece of it is just to be curious. And that will shift your negative thinking into more positive. Not curious like, oh, I wonder why I'm thinking that way. Maybe it's because, like, don't start analyzing it. Just be curious about it. Like, oh, that's interesting that I feel stress in my chest or that I feel stress in my shoulders. Or you can even, if you know, then you, as you guys as moms will completely understand this. You can direct your attention and just be curious about something else completely outside of your situation. So look out the window and be curious about the squirrel that's running around or the bird or there's mindfulness exercises and this is all mindfulness stuff. Or like you just look at your hand or you're just curious about something else. And the reason why I say that moms will recognize this is because we do this all the time with our kids.
Right.
You know, if they're, you know, getting upset or wound up or something, we do something to distract them, you know, like, look at this, or would you like to play with this toy or,
quick,
you know,
going over here.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Make little games with ourselves and it works so beautifully and you can do it anytime, anywhere.
Yes. And you know, one of my things I like to use is I'll sometimes become curious of, I wonder how I can get this feeling to move. Because then I'm focusing on that feeling instead of allowing that feeling to control me. And you know, it's amazing how sometimes it's a matter of shifting, moving around my shoulders. And you know, it's funny when you were talking, I right away tuned into my body. What am I feeling? And you mentioned the stress. And I thought, oh yeah, my shoulders are kind of up. And this, you hadn't even talked about shoulders yet. You were talking about your chest. And I was like, oh yeah, my shoulders are kind of stressed. And I instantly realized that, you know, I've been dealing with something with my website before I talked to you and it brought my shoulders up and I hadn't tuned into that. So I love all of those tips. And I think it's so critical at the very beginning when you do that awareness, I love how you said honor it. So it's noticing the feeling without judgment. Because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. We've been so well trained to judge things. And from that judgment comes more tension and more challenges. Mm-hmm. So if people are working in the medical field and they want to find out more about the support you offer, Diane, how would they do that? Which website would they go to?
Well, I'll give you two websites, actually, but the easiest one is probably is my name website. So that's DianeAnsariWynn.com. That's D-I-A-N-N-E-A-N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, A-R-I-W-I-N-N.com. And then if you'd like to search without me spelling it all out, I also, as you mentioned, Debbie, I founded the Physician Vitality Institute. So you can just search for that online. It's just www.physicianvitalityinstitute.com.
Awesome. And both of those links, actually, and another link as well, are going to be up on the blog that is connected to this show, as well as on the Transformation Talk Radio page. So people will be able to get them from there. So one other piece that's very important is they can also tune into your podcast, right, at thedoctorslifepodcast.com. So when does that air?
Well, it's always on. It's released every 2 weeks, new episodes. But okay. If you're new to it, we have about a year's worth of episodes for you to listen to.
Awesome.
And that's easy to find. It's thedoctorslifepodcast.com.
Right.
And we do so many interesting interviews. A lot of my interviewees are women. And I would say, gosh, probably all of them are, I think all of them are moms. So.
Nice.
So you get to listen into that as well.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Diane, for sharing your wisdom here with us today. I always enjoy chatting with you and I absolutely love what you're offering to our healthcare providers. So thank you so much for that. A big thank you as well to everyone who tuned into today's show, live or not. I appreciate your listening and spreading the word about our show. And I would love to hear your questions or comments on the blog or via an email. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Dr. Diane Ansari-Wynn, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.